Hi, I'm Debbie. I'm a compulsive overeater.
Hi, Debbie.
Thank you for having me. So, when I first walked through the doors of OA, I was somewhere in the neighborhood of 300 pounds, but I can't tell you exactly, because when I would weigh myself in my house all by myself, I would first set the scale a bunch of pounds below zero and then jump on. Because I lied to myself all the time. It wasn't just about my weight. That was one of the main things. But I lied about everything. I lied to other people. I lied. But if you would ask me, I would have told you that I was just the most honest person you ever met. And I believe that. The thing is, if I would tell you that, I'd tell you that because I believed it. I would tell you because I was the kind of person who, if the cashier gave me an extra dollar, I would go back and give it back. So I was really virtuous and really, really thought I was. The thing is, at 300 or so pounds, however much it was, I despised myself. I despised myself for my utter lack of willpower, because that's what I thought it was. That's what I thought it was. I had tried everything there was out there to lose weight and failed and failed and failed and failed. And I could do other things. I could do so many other things. I was an overachiever at work. I had, raised myself on my bootstraps. And I had done so many other things in my life, and I could not stop eating. And I really thought I just didn't have enough willpower, and I despised myself. And I despised the fact that I was lying to everyone, that I was such a hypocrite. I had a faith. I went to church every Sunday, and I sat in the pew, and I listened to the message, and I'd be all fired up. I'd be like, yes, yes, that's what I want to do. And I would get in my car to go home, and I'd be cussing at the people in the traffic on the way home. And I despised myself for being such a hypocrite. And in order to live with myself and how much of a hypocrite I knew I was, I had to construct this person that I could stand to live with. And the only way to do that was to lie to myself. I had to build walls that tried to fool myself. And the thing is, you really can't fool yourself, but I had to try. I had to try. So I built these walls, and they were paper thin. Because they were just lies. If I were to look in the mirror and see the face I despised, I would once again remember how much I despised myself. So if I ate, I could forget for a while, as long as I was actually eating. Then as soon as I stopped eating, I hated myself again, worse. So I was so miserable. I was so miserable when I crawled through that door the first time and heard that I was powerless, which set me free. It set me free because I realized it wasn't just my lack of willpower. But when I read the steps, I got a sponsor and read the steps and heard about the fifth step, I wasn't going to do it. Well, I was going to do some of it. I was going to do some of it because, there were things that I've done in my life that are shameful, but, I have some things over here that this group of my friends, they know about, right? Some of my friends know about that thing, so, it's like not the total secret. Some of my friends, and, my husband knows about that, and my sister knows about that, and a different group of friends knows about this. So, I've done a lot of dumb and shameful things, and some things I'm embarrassed of, and I've done a lot of stupid things and shameful things, but for the most part, somebody somewhere knows about them. But there were a couple things that nobody knew. Nobody except me and God. But I didn't really want to think about that, And I said, well, I will confess everything except those two I'm not talking about. And so I really just kind of put that out of my mind. I just told myself another lie. I'm not going to deal with those. And so I started working the steps with my sponsor, just sort of dreading the time when I'd get to those things. And I'm not going to do it. You know. And I went through the four step and wrote everything out except those things, right? You know, I wrote everything else out except those two really shameful things. And it came time to work on the four step, you know, after it was written out, and I went, you know, out with my sponsor, and we sat at a table in a restaurant, and we met like twice, and we were just about wrapped up. And I had told her, you know, there's a couple things that I didn't write down. I got that far, you know, and it came to the end, and I said, okay, so about those two things, and I said, I think I have to go to the bathroom. Excuse myself, and I came back and gulped, you know, a little bit. And she said, you know, we don't have to do this now. And I said, actually, I think we do. I think we do. And I sat there and with my cheeks on fire and tears rolling down my face, I managed to choke out the words to these two most shameful things I never thought I would share with another person as long as I ever lived. And this sponsor who had come to mean so much to me as I had already worked through the first steps. After I shared it, she looked at me and she said, now you're clean. Now you're clean. I cannot tell you what those words meant to me. Now you're clean. For the first time in my life, someone knew everything I've been carrying around. And it was still okay. It was still okay. I was still acceptable. I was still loved. And I was clean. I was clean. I had nothing more to hide. I didn't need to keep the walls up anymore. These promises, these step five promises, started coming true for me that day. They continue to come true because once I told her those things, everything else is pretty minor after that. You know, what a sense of relief. What a sense of relief to be able to get rid of that baggage that I carried around, that I had to hold in. That took a lot of my energy to hold that stuff in. And I did feel a humongous sense of relief. And I do feel a sense of relief even now as I tell her much less things. Like just the other day, I told her I was going to have such and such for dinner. And it's a typical thing that I normally have, but there was something that I usually have with it, and I said, you know what, tonight I'm not going to have that with it. But I came home, and I looked at the thing I was about to have, and I said, it's just not enough. I want that other thing that I usually have with it. And I had a little discussion with myself, and I said, but you said you weren't going to have it. And I said, so? I want it anyway. And my other self said, but you said you weren't going to have it. And I said, so? And the evil self won. And I had the thing that I usually have with it. And then my two selves continued to argue as I ate it. And the evil self said, we're not going to tell the sponsor, right? And my other self said, no, I mean, why should we tell? Why does she need to know anyway? What business is it of hers? Who the heck is she? Why does she need to know everything I do? My other self said, because she's your sponsor and because that's what we do. And I was like, darn it. I'm still not telling her. And first thing, as soon as I picked up the phone the next morning, dialed her number. Hi. I need to tell you, I ate something extra last night. And the reason I ate it is because I just looked at the food and it didn't look like enough. And I was trying to comfort myself from something that happened. And so I ate the extra. You know, and still, even after 4 years of working with the same sponsor, you know what I expected to hear? You suck. Do you think that's what I heard? No, this is what I heard. Okay. That's all I ever hear from her. Okay. Why? Because I'm a compulsive eater. I'm a compulsive eater. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to slip. I'm going to slip sometimes. I'm going to make mistakes. I'm going to eat something I didn't commit to. That's what I do. But I have freedom now. I don't have to lie. I don't have to hide it. I just admit to God, to myself, and to someone that I trust. I just admit it. I don't have to hide. I am what I am. I'm a compulsive overeater. I always will be. But I'm not like I used to be. I don't try to pretend anymore. I'm not a hypocrite. I just am what I am. And step 6, humbly ask God to remove these defects of character. You know, I humbly ask God because I cannot make myself change, no matter how much I want to. I don't have the willpower. I never had the willpower to stop eating, and I don't have the willpower to stop lying. I don't have the willpower to stop the little dialogue that went along in my head and said, we're not going to tell her. You know, we're not going to tell her. I don't have the willpower to stop that. I don't. But God can take away these defects of character. If I just become willing, that's all my part is just becoming willing. I don't have any other part other than just becoming willing. And the promise says we cannot fail. The reason we cannot fail is because we don't do anything except be willing. God does the rest. And the last promise says we become wiser, saner, and more effective. Well, I don't know really if I'm more sane. My husband is here. I guess you could probably ask him. You know, I don't know if I'm more sane. I think that I am. I think that I am because I don't try to be something that I'm not. I don't try anymore to be something that I'm not. I just accept that I am what I am. And I just go from there. I know that I'm more effective because I'm not wasting my energy trying to prove I'm something that I never was. Thank you for letting me share. Thank you.